Amazing Blue Nation, it's Tom Brady. I co-founded Autograph with one mission in mind: change the fan experience for the better. That's why I'm excited to announce the release of a new app that recognizes the biggest Michigan fans. The Autograph Fandom app gives you access to the best Michigan content, fan challenges, and exclusive rewards for diehard Wolverines, all for doing the things you already do, like listening to this podcast. Head over to the Apple App Store and search for Autograph Rewarding Fans and download today.
Hey, just like my good buddy Tom Brady just said, download the app Autograph Rewarding Fans. Use my code MFRANT and start getting rewarded today. All right, go Blue. Hey, hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. This is the big game pregame Purdue. Now, let's get into this. It's the first game after the bye week, so let's hope we're not as rusty as I think we might be. Purdue, I had to go back, and I'll be honest. I knew nothing of Purdue, and I normally do because Purdue is my low-key, like, secret crush Big Ten teams, you know what I mean? I like their helmet, and I really love some of the old-school players that have played for Purdue, right? You know, the Drew Breeses, Mike Allstott's, of, you know, Rod Woodson, right? I love all three of those players. So kind of a low-key Purdue fan. So, I checked them out on the peripheral. I don't really pay attention, but they're always in there, you know what I'm saying? And they're not good. Listen, they're not good. They're really not good. They lost to Fresno State. they've lost to Fresno State. They've lost to Syracuse. That's just out of conference. In conference, they've lost to Wisconsin, Ohio, Iowa and Nebraska. Okay? Not a good team. We should roll this team by 50. We really should. There's no excuses why we shouldn't just beat the piss out of this team. But if you were to look at just the player numbers, it could be deceiving, right? And I'll give you a couple of examples. So Hudson Card, which is the quarterback for Purdue, I'm very familiar with this kid. Well, familiar to an extent because he played for Texas, live here in Austin, so I've seen him play. He kind of shocked me that he played for Texas. I was like, nah, not the greatest quarterback talent in the world. I know I can't prove this, but he always struck me as a middling Big Ten team quarterback. I wish I had written that down when I thought of it. I didn't, so leave it up to whatever you want to believe. But I was like, God, this guy, he really screams Big Ten West to me. Now, granted, now he's in the Big Ten West. Anyways, some of the things that will throw you off, though, is, okay, Hudson Card, his season stats, 165 out of 278 for 17 yards. So 1,700 yards, 8 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. That 7 interceptions is huge, right? Now, you compare that to JJ, which is 132 out of 169 for 1,799, 18 touchdowns with 3 interceptions. So if you just take out the touchdowns interception portion of this, 1,700 yards and 1,717 yards, right, which he has, and 1,799. Comparable, very comparable. You'd be like, well, neither one of them are burning them up, but it sounds like they're both kind of doing all right. And then you look at the running game. Maccabi, a very hard runner. Very hard runner. I've been kind of impressed with Maccabi. Not that I would want him on our team by any stretch of the imagination, but for a Big Ten West team to have a good kind of running back, he kind of fits the bill. He ran for 112 for 520 yards and 4 touchdowns, okay? Compare that to Corum. 111, 605, and 13 touchdowns. Now, obviously, that screams They don't use him much in the red zone, or even if they get into the red zone, which from what I've seen out of some of the games I've watched of Purdue, they don't get in the red zone much, right? So they don't use him like we use Corum. Now, go to the wide receivers. They have this guy named Burks. 29 receptions for 426 and 5 touchdowns. Now you compare that to Roman Wilson, 27 receptions for 446 and 10 touchdowns. So if you didn't know any better and I just gave you those stats, you'd be like, this is probably going to be a pretty hard-fought game where it could be anybody's outcome, where we'd all be absolutely wrong in that. I truly believe Michigan is going to throttle this team for numerous reasons, and I'll get to them in a little bit. Okay. Actually, let's just get to them now because they're too glaring to overlook any longer, right? Let's use Nebraska as an example. Last week, Nebraska turned the ball over four times, and one of them being a fumble that Purdue recovered and returned for a touchdown. Out of four turnovers, which should be the death nail, is like two turnovers. You do two turnovers and one of them is a return or a pick six or any of it is returned for a touchdown, it is almost a death sentence, right? But they had four turnovers and one of them was returned for a touchdown and Nebraska still won. What was it? 31 to 14, I think it was. 31 to 14. And mind you, the one of the touchdowns out of the 14 was a fumble return for a touchdown. Nebraska held Purdue to under 100 yards passing and 100 yards receiving. 100 yards rushing. Think about that, dude. Think about how bad that is. Nebraska, who we throttled, held that offense to under 100 yards passing and 100 yards rushing. Now, listen, they held them to under 100 yards passing only because Hudson Carr threw for 100 yards and then his backup came in and threw for minus one. Whatever, however you could do that. That's how it went down. So that's how they held him to under 100 yards passing. But still, you're going to tell me your starting quarterback threw for 100 yards and I think two interceptions and I'm going to be impressed with that? No, thank you. Still, so sad. They try some dink and dunks. Then they will definitely try at least two trick plays against Michigan because they did see that Minnesota got away with it, and then who else got away? Indiana got away. I wouldn't even say Minnesota really got away with it because all they did was just bore you to death with the last 2 minutes of the half and then threw a deep pass. So I guess I wouldn't say that's really a trick play, but they did go out of the norm of play calling to get that touchdown. Now, you know, I mean... just awful. Like, Indiana's the only one. Like, that's an actual trick play. Well, I mean, whatever it is. But still. So, expect Purdue to do something like that. They actually had one or two plays that I witnessed that I was like, shit, I would love to see Michigan try that play. But still, their defense isn't very good. Their offensive line stinks. Their running backs are decent. That Maccabee I like. Hudson Card tries really hard. They have decent tight ends. So I can't hate on that. Well, I can, but, you know. I don't see a legitimate way where Purdue can actually beat Michigan. Especially, well, here's the thing. The one thing that does worry me is Michigan has a point to prove right now. Everybody and their mother saying, well, Michigan, the only reason why they're so good is because they've been cheating. Right. So now the players don't know any of this. They just play the game. So if Michigan plays less than, right, and actually plays like most of the top 10 have played against lesser opponents, Georgia, aka Washington, Oregon, just pick a Notre Dame, Ohio State, pick any one of these top 10 teams. They've all played down to the level of competition. Now, if Michigan does that, everybody's going to say, see, look, the sign stealing, that they haven't been doing it, so now they suck, right? And that's what's obviously going to be said by the media and rival fan bases all the time. This is what's going to happen. We know that. It's just annoying, to be quite honest with you. So Michigan is at a disadvantage in one area because I don't want them to overdo it and try and prove that they aren't, you know, like play with over-aggression and then make mistakes because they're too aggressive. I want them to play with the appropriate level of hate and aggression in their hearts. And if they do that, they will decimate Purdue, decimate them. I mean, my overall score for the game is 50-3, and I'm being conservative. I definitely think that this is a game where JJ doesn't see the fourth quarter again. I would love to say that this is a game where Edwards does something, but I've said that numerous times this year, and he's done dick. So I won't be saying that. I don't see how Michigan loses this. I really don't. Even if Michigan fully shoves their head right up their butts. And I mean, one of our worst games this season, JJ threw three interceptions and we beat Bowling Green fairly easily. Nebraska turned the ball over four fucking times, including a fumble return for a touchdown, and they still won 31-14 against Purdue. So even if we jam our head fully up our own ass, we beat them by 20? I mean, I don't see how Purdue wins it. Even if we give them, if we spot them 14 points, there's no way we lose this game. I mean, for God's sakes, Michigan right now, scoring offense, we score 40 points per game. That's fifth in the nation compared to Purdue's 21 points per game, which is 95th in the nation. Scoring defense, we're number one and allowing 5 points per game. Five fucking points per game. Even if our offense completely sleepwalks through this whole game, our defense, if it's on point, there's no way in hell Purdue even, they may score negative points. This might be the first game in NCAA history where a team scores negative points because of how good our defense is. There's no way it's going to happen. So I wish I could give you more than this. It's just go back and watch the Purdue-Nebraska game, and this will tell you everything you need to see and know about Purdue. Because I watched the Nebraska game. I saw them play Illinois. I saw some highlights of the Ohio game. It all looks the same. They try some trick stuff. They try some slick stuff. They have Maccabee always runs hard. Their tight ends end up usually doing some good stuff, but that's it. Inevitably, their defense cracks and folds, and it's over. I don't see this being a game past the 2-minute mark. Hell, you know what? If Indiana, you know, Indiana's actually pretty decent. And I want to try and do a different episode on this week about the Big Ten. It's probably like the Big Ten in less than 10 minutes or something like that. I'll go over that. But still, it'll be soon. It'll be on the next day or two. But yeah, dude, we're going to kill this. We're going to win. We're going to win this game easily. We're going to win it. I'm saying 50-3. My stars of the game, I'm going to go with Corum. I'm going to go with Will Johnson. And then I'm going to go with Barner as the three stars of the game. Not been very good at predicting the three stars of the game, but still, those are the guys I think that can really make a difference in this. We're going to roll. I think Michigan's right now to prove a point. I think they're ready to kick the shit out of people. That's where I hope their mindset is. I don't want them to overdo it. I want them to get through this week. Once again, can we just get done with the fucking night games? I am done and tired of these night games. They're not cool. We don't do anything neat enough to like warrant a night game. You know, it's just like, I am sick of that. I get that we're the number one team in the Big Ten and everybody wants to either watch us because they love us or watch us because they hate us. But still, let's just do all that in the afternoon so this way I can watch it and go to bed at a decent hour and maybe even do a reaction episode the same night the fucking game happens. These night games, who gives a shit? I don't care. Just like I don't care about what's going on right now with Signgate, the sign-stealing bullshit. I don't care. I don't care if Ryan Day's brother hacked into the system. I don't care if Harbaugh knew. Because here's the thing that we know right now. None of this fucking matters during this season because Michigan has up to 90 days to answer any charges given to them from the NCAA. So as long as that number doesn't change, this won't affect the season at all. And then guess what? The NCAA has up to 30 days to respond to Michigan's response from their 90 days. Trust me, this shit takes forever. For God's sakes, Kansas basketball had the FBI involved. It took them 6 years. 6 effing years. And their basketball coach served 4-game suspension. The FBI was involved and it took him, and he only had to serve a 4-game suspension. What are we doing giving a shit about what's going on with sign stealing? You want to know what camp I'm in? I'm in the camp of fucking Deion Sanders. You know what he said? He said, you know what? You could mail people their fucking goddamn signs and their whole offensive game plan, and it still doesn't mean a bunch of shit because you still got to go out there and stop them. He said when he played for the Cowboys and when he played for the 49ers, you knew one thing about the Cowboys. Emmitt Smith was going to do his thing. Fucking Michael Irvin was going to do his thing. And then their tight end was going to do their thing. And guess what? You still had to stop them. And no one was able to do it for 3 straight Super Bowls. Okay? So just save it. I'm done hearing all this random crazy shit about all this stuff. Because it more likely it's going to end up just being a super fan falling in love with Michigan and doing what a super fan does to try and get a job with Michigan. That's all it's going to end up being. Probably, I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm done with it. I'm tired of hearing about it already. Really am. Really just done with it. Especially since it has nothing to do with the bearing on this fucking season. Even if we have to give away all the games in the world, which will not happen. But let's say we do. It doesn't change the fact that we still see Michigan win the national title if they take it that seriously and they go out and do it. Take it all you want. It's all on paper. We still saw it happen. They still went out there and they won those games. They still went out there, won whatever awards they won. And if they win the national title, they still went out there and won the motherfucking national title with every team in the goddamn NCAA knowing that Michigan still signs. And if we do that, give me a break. I'm done and over with this. Stop it. I'm tired, dude. I'm tired of seeing my favorite Michigan shows being just dominated with horseshit I don't care about. Because none of it affects it right now. like miss me with that for 2023, I'll start worrying about that in 2024. Okay, so I'm done with this. We're going to kick their ass. We're going to kick Purdue's ass. Everything's going to be peachy unless... Hell, even if Michigan shoves their head up their ass, I don't see us still losing. So I'm done with this. So it's been great. It is always great to be a Michigan Wolverine. And always and forever, guys. Go Blue.